Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
There is still a lot of mom and pop businesses, locally owned businesses, small businesses that are still trying to get back on their feet, still recovering.
And they will be for a while.
From that impact.
Yeah. Even after we open back up, we need to get out there and support them. But we've been doing this thing. This is like my favorite thing that we do.
Why is that, Jen?
Because
we're helping our friends and neighbors
absolutely.
In the community.
I love helping people, but also just the silliness and just an opportunity to flex creative muscles around here. And I think that's good for us. And
it's a relative term.
We laugh a lot.
We do. We chuckle a lot during the whole process. And we just don't know what we're going to get. And I like that unpredictability of it, too.
Like, if we got into the advertising business, which, you know, we're not. We're kind of performers.
Kind of are, but kind of not.
We work on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
We participate in ads. We voice commercials.
We certainly have products that we endorse that we love. And
certainly.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we're not like commercial producer. We're not the ad creative type. You know, there are people who work up on Mount Adams or,
right,
you know, in local advertising agencies that do this for a living.
But we've been in it and around it enough that we know a few things. I mean, we know we can write a commercial. Tim's got incredible production skills.
He's very good in the studio.
It. Yes,
quick.
Absolutely.
He's good with a razor blade and grease pencil. It's an old radio term. Sorry.
Good old days. Yeah.
So what we do here every Friday, if you've never heard one of our mom and pop spots, we take a local business that's been struggling and we create a commercial for them that we then air a few times over the course of the morning to help juice up some business for them.
Right. Advertising can be very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And we realize that a lot of small businesses aren't really in the financial position to be able to afford that.
Right.
So this is sort of we like, you know, to give back a little bit of what we do to the community to help them out.
Yep.
And it's at a significant, deep, deep, deep discount, a.k.a. free.
Free.
Yeah. Also, you know, consider, though, that we don't exactly do this for a living, so.
That's true.
This may not be a big, New York agency kind of spot, but.
But, hey, it's going to get the job done. I saw last week after the one that we did.
Santorini's.
Yeah, Santorini's.
Santorini's family restaurant.
I did. I saw some people posting that they were there because they heard us talking about it. And so that made me feel good that, you know, some people are getting out there.
Well, we should replay that so that you can hear the kind of creative work we do our makeshift ad agency, the ad agency of Timmerman, Fritch, Thomas, and Jordan.
Zeus, Athena, Apollo, Hermes. Aphrodite, the Acropolis of Shiviot, is Santorini Family Restaurant.
Santorini Family Restaurant on Harrison and Shiviot.
Grab breakfast all day. Homemade gyros, double-deckers, Greek fries, Greek pizza, daily dessert specials, plus baklava and copanettas, plus homemade soup of the day. Today's soup of the day is...
It's broccoli. Nope, hold on. It's potato. I'm sorry.
Santorini Family Restaurant.
Santorini Family Restaurant Day.
Greek fries. The Greek fries are f***ing amazing.
Don't forget about Jesus. Ask about Santorini's Lenten Special.
Santorini's Family Restaurant. Grab your shot of ouzo after at Skins, Public House, or Game Time.
The Acropolis of Shiviot is Santorini Family Restaurant.
I don't know what my favorite line is from that spot. I don't know if it's the Greek fries or if it's don't forget about Jesus.
By the way, two things. One, that was last Friday's soup special. Not sure what today's is. Yeah. And the boss thought the Acropolis of Shiviot was her favorite part.
Oh, good. All right. I like
that's that.
That's
so great.
So that's an example of the kind of work we do here.
Where did all the phones drop off when no, they started said, playing the
I
commercial?
I swear. I just was like, no wonder no one's calling.
I kid you not. This is not a joke. Every single one of our phone lines is empty
right now.
Dead. No takers.
I did get a call, though, too, from a lovely woman. She was like, mention hairdressers as well. Maybe like some independently small salons. They've really been struggling as well.
Yeah, and that's the key, really, is we're looking for a locally owned small business mm-hmm. that's struggling as a result of the pandemic mm-hmm. or, you know, the impact that the shutdown may have had on this business and just the fewer people who are venturing out and hanging out in these places.
Yep, yep.
So here's our phone number again, since none of our lines are ringing. 513.
Come on, somebody call. This is our favorite thing.
749-2320. We can't guarantee that we'll necessarily pick yours, but at this rate, your odds are pretty good. 513-749-2320. It's Jeff and Jen. Cincinnati's Q102. Jeff and Jen. No, I didn't hang up. She was still there.
It was something I did.
Oh, I didn't touch anything.
No. I like touched another line and it hung up. So I don't know what's going on.
We get one phone call. We hang up on her.
No. I got her back.
We got her.
So I think we're good, though.
All right.
Hang on.
So we do have her on hold, though. We didn't hang up on her, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
7:45. We're going to talk to Brianna here. Or Brianna. Yeah, we'll find out in a minute. Cincinnati's Q102. But we're talking about Jeff and Jen's mom and pop spot, which is something we usually do on Fridays, time allowing, mm-hmm. where we help out a local business that has been struggling because of the shutdown of the pandemic. I know most places are open and back to business, but a lot of small businesses, especially the mom and pops, are still recovering.
Right.
And so how do we help them out?
Good question.
It's a chance to give back. Mm-hmm. You know, we take a phone call. We get some info, a little scoop about why your business is so awesome, what makes it different than everybody else's. I jot down some notes. We go in the other room, throw some music on it, lay down some lines. Boom. Maybe we'll video it today.
Oh, that would be fun.
Then you can watch the process
and see what it looks like.
I'd like to see that, too, because I'm in this room and you're in that room. Yeah. So I don't really get the...
I don't know. We'll see.
Get the full
see
effect.
How that goes.
Yeah.
Video myself while making commercials.
Sure.
Is it Brianna or Brianna?
It's Brianna.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
I have to ask
you?
Because my niece is insistent. We call her Brianna.
We also would like to thank you for calling. You were calling us.
Yes, thank you.
The first one that
thank
got through.
You. Thank
you're
you.
You're caller number one and only.
I heard you guys say all the lines dropped. I was like, I'll take advantage of this.
Yes.
Sweet. All right. So tell us about the business you think needs some help here.
So we are a family-owned business in Eastgate. We do senior portraits. We work with some of the schools in the area. We do business portraits, children's portraits. And actually, right now, we're getting ready to do our spring giggles sessions, which are our children's portrait sessions.
All right. So this is a photography studio, obviously.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
What's the name of it?
McIntyre Photography.
McIntyre Photography.
Okay. Like Joey McIntyre?
Yes.
Okay.
And you said it's family owned, right?
Yes. Yep.
All right. So far, so good.
Do you do boudoir?
I wish, but no, we do not.
Oh, that's a bummer. Those are fun.
So what did you say? You said senior portraits and children's. And what did you say before the children's? Just family?
Business, family. We do pretty much everything.
Senior
except
pictures.
For boudoir.
Okay.
Everything except boudoir.
Everything except the nudie shots.
Do you do cake smash? That's always a popular thing.
How about
when you have
baby in a bucket?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Or a basket or whatever.
Yes.
Yes. That's,
they call that like the milk bath where they put
how
like
about,
the.
How about, could you do Easter basket, put babies in Easter baskets
and
in
eggs.
Time for the. Yeah, with eggs.
Yeah, but so we're doing our spring giggle sessions for the kids March 18th through the 20th.
Okay.
And the packages start at $59.
How do people get in touch with you? Do you have like a website or a Facebook page?
We have both. A website. Our website is McIntyrePhotography.com. And that's spelled McIntyre Photography.
I got it.
And our Facebook is McIntyre Photography as well.
Do you do families with white shirts and blue jeans? Those are my favorite.
Yes.
How about awkward family photos? Would you do
zero? We love them. Yep. Bring us
look
bring
at this
everything.
Work.
Oh, that's great. I love
nice.
It.
Nice.
Oh my God, you do.
There's the family in white shirts.
Right there.
Yeah. Some blue jeans. I
and
love
right
it.
Here, and right there. They all three. Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to go up to Kohl's and get a white shirt and jeans for everybody.
It's just so easy because the color white just seems like it matches. If everybody buys a brand new white shirt, it's not like we're blue. You know, we have four different shades.
So one last question for you, Brianna. What's one thing that makes you guys different than other Photoshops?
I think it's the family-owned part.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. And, you know, we can get something together for you that I think will, it'll sizzle.
I have a couple ideas here.
Cool.
All right.
So I'm going to go in the other room and get started.
All right. Holler if you need anything.
I'm going to.
Okay. 748, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. And coming up next, a brand new second date update.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.